Brewers in Philly Saturday. The Brewers paying homage to the 1982 AL champs. It's somehow been 35 years. Let's pick it up bottom five. The Crew down 1-0.
And the pitch hit in the air in the left center and deep. Way back. Get up. Get out of here. It's off the wall. In the second base goes Eric Thames with a run scoring double, and this game is tied. Here he comes again, and Perez knocks one in the air down the left field line. Get up, get out of here, and gone. Hernan Perez just gave the Brewers the lead.
2-1 to count, and this one lifted left field. If it's fair, it's long gone, and it is a fair ball, and we are tied. Herrera homers now in his third consecutive game. And it's a 2-2 matchup here in Milwaukee in the seventh inning.
Yeah, it looked like he picked on a curveball down and in.
Waiting, and now the 1-1. Swung on, hit in the air, deep center, back Herrera at the track. It is gone! Travis Shaw gives the Brewers a 3-2 lead.
Shot of three, and the Brewers win it. Knable the save.
It's been coming up roses for the Brewers lately. 11 wins in their last 13 games, the latest of which a 3-2 triumph over Philadelphia at Miller Park on the day the Crew honored the 1982 American League champions. Here is Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell.
Both starters pitched very well. We got some things going against Nola, but nothing, kind of some two-out rallies, basically. And Jimmy was, I thought he was outstanding, he really was. His breaking ball tonight was plus breaking ball, very good breaking ball. And, you know, really, we made one mistake to Herrera. We just left the breaking ball just up enough in a good spot for him to hit it. But he pitched very well.
You talked about it already, but that Barnes double play was obviously a huge moment, especially he walks a couple of guys and sort of the game, it felt like the game sort of turned there.
Well, it's... You know, they got, the middle of the order coming up, Galvis, Franco, and Joseph. So it's a tough spot. Jacob's been throwing the ball very well. I thought he made some quality pitches that inning that, you know, real borderline pitches. Sometimes you catch a break, caught a break.
Corny question, Craig, but did it mean more happening in front of the 82 bunch?
Well, I mean, I think what was fun is that there was a good atmosphere in the park to start the game. That was a cool ceremony for sure. Certainly, the fans reacted great to it. It was great to see all those guys shake all their hands, and just see them back. They've been telling stories, you know, to each other. They said it's like they're on the team bus still, but. You know, after I walked through kind of the line of them and sat on the bench, I started telling Murph all the stories I had about every single guy. So it was cool having them there for sure.
You know, they've said that this team, this is a young team, that was a veteran team, but the style of play, they say, reminds them of themselves. Lots of home runs, mostly.
Yeah, I think the home runs is similar for sure. I think that team was... It felt like they were so close, and they were older players, but they were close. They had a ton of fun playing together. They were great teammates together. It's something this group has created for sure. It's an honor for us to be compared to that team. That was the heck of a baseball team.
Craig, did you think that wasn't a good matchup for Jimmy to face Williams with two outs and whatever it was?
Yeah, I just thought it was as a part of what was just tiring a little bit, and just thought I'd want to make sure. I think Oliver's been so good against left-handed hitters, and just wanted to make sure we get an out there.
Corey continues to be great for you, doesn't he?
Yeah, he was. You know, the first pitch out I thought was kind of the key to the inning and efficient, and he was able to. You know, and the stuff was really good again tonight. I mean, it was the same stuff we've seen. He used his fastball really well tonight. I thought his fastball almost had a little extra gear on it tonight. That was the big pitch, you know, more than the curveball tonight.
Of Travis Shaw's 20 home runs so far this season, 11 of those have been go-ahead shots. the latest of which a blast to lead off the bottom of the eighth against Joaquin Benoit, which would prove to be the difference in the Brewers' 3-2 victory over the Phillies.
Tonight's about them. Just great anniversary for this organization. A lot of good players on that team. And for them to all come back and us to get a win tonight, it's kind of a perfect night.
It's all kind of new to you, the history of this organization, and even just sort of baseball, what this park is like. What was the atmosphere like?
The past two games have been awesome. I mean, the crowd's been electric. We can't ask for much more than what they're giving right now. There's definitely a boost from that crowd, and we're feeding off of it.
That team was known as Harvey's Wallbangers because they hit so many home runs. You guys, that's what you guys do too.
Yeah, so far, I mean, we've hit a lot of home runs. We find different ways to win. Tonight was a little bit more pitching. Jimmy did a great job, and we were able to score enough.
What does it mean to come out of the break with two wins? You went into the break with a bunch of momentum, and sometimes sitting out for 4 days, you might not get it back.
Yeah, that's huge. You get right back to it. You guys are excited and just kind of picking up right where we left off.
Jimmy Nelson has been by far Milwaukee's best starter in 2017. He was solid once again Saturday, pitching into the seventh inning and striking out nine. Though he did get a no decision, he kept his team in the ballgame as he shared his thoughts after a 3-2 Milwaukee win.
It's always nice to see that many seats filled up. You know, the support, we all appreciate it. We all recognize it and notice it. So it's something that we encourage for sure. Keep it up, basically, you know. It's nice having the fans. It's always fun to play with a lot of fans.
Looks like they're kind of jumping on board with you guys now, doesn't it? I mean, these first two games have been kind of electric.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun for us in the clubhouse. Like, you know, a lot of us have said we keep it pretty easy, pretty fun in here. And we want it to be the same way for the fans. We like it when they feed off our energy and vice versa.
Besides the Herrera pitch, was there much you do over tonight?
I mean, obviously the walk to Rupp ended up kind of coming back, but then to William, I mean, it's all falling behind, guys. Those were really three at-bats where I really fell behind. I feel like we're the ones that the walk to Rupp, the Williams hit to left, and then the Herrera homer. But, I mean, it's not like that was a hanging curveball or nothing. I mean, it was down. I think he had just seen quite a few of them throughout the game. So that's where he made a good adjustment to get to that pitch. I just think he had seen quite a few of them up to that point. I mean, it's a 2-1 count there. It's a fastball count. He just did a good job adjusting to the breaking ball.
Could you tell early on with Nola, like, this is going to be, runs going to be at a premium?
Yeah, I mean, he was good. He was good last year. I remember seeing him last year, a lot of movement. Deception. The ball kind of gets on you a little bit. You go into every game not trying to give up anything. So, you know, whether it's him pitching or somebody that's really struggling, you got the same mindset going out there.
What does it mean to jump out with two wins coming out of the break? You guys were hot going in.
No, that's huge. We had a lot of momentum going in the break, and for us to be able to take a few days off and then come back and continue that momentum is huge. Especially for, you know, a younger team. You know, we're playing with a lot of energy. And, you know, who knows what can happen. Who knows what we can do, especially with the momentum.
The Brewers try to keep the good times rolling Sunday behind Matt Garza. He'll be opposed by Jeremy Hellickson.